朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
飞越莱茵是一个非常美丽的名字。
Over the Rhine is a very beautiful name.
但是它是一个全Cincinnati最黑暗的地区。
But it's the darkest place in Cincinnati.
在六年以前，这是全美国犯罪率最高的地方。
This is the highest crime place six years ago.
我们都尽量的搬离开那里。
So we all try to avoid and move out of that place.
我们都尽量
use our money.
请下一张，下一张，下一张。那么耶稣讲了一个故事。
Jesus told a parable.
他说有一个财主田产丰富，自己心里面想说，我的出产没有地方收藏怎么办呢？这是在路加福音第十二章十六到十九节。Luke chapter 12, verse 16 through 19. 他说我要这样办，我要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食跟财物，然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂呐、啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。这个财主是大多数人的写照。
This landlord is a description of many people.
我们人生为四件事情忙碌。
We get busy with four major things.
我们为读书忙。
We busy with our studies.
我们为事业忙。
With our career.
我们为家庭忙。
Our family.
最后我们为预备退休忙。
And then we are busy planning for our retirement.
但是我们所能够拥有的非常有限。
And whatever we can possess is actually very limited.
我们的身体有限。
Our health is.
我们最多只能够一次吃一顿。
We can only eat a little.
我们最多一次只能够穿一套衣服。
We can only wear a suit, one set of.
再怎么多的东西你都带不走。
Whatever material things we cannot carry with us.
第二，我们的能力也有限。
And we actually have a very limited abilities.
人外有人，山外有山。
And there's many people better than us.
我们都会有遇到吃亏难过的时候。
And we all face difficulties.
这个时代变得这么样的快。
And this world changing very fast.
到五十岁的时候，你的工作都要把你都已经淘汰了。
And when you reach a mid age, you say you're kind of obsolete.
虽然你的身体很好，但是工作你已经是老股东了。
And you may be obsolete already in your career, even though you're still young and you're still strong.
因为我们的能力有限。
Because our ability is limited.
我们的年岁也有限。
We can live only so long.
再怎么好的医疗保险也不能够保证你 不生病。
No matter what, how good the health insurance is, you cannot avoid being sick.
路加福音十二章第二十到二十三节。
Verse 20-23.
神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁呢？凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。耶稣又对门徒说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，因为生命胜于饮食，食物胜于衣裳。神说，今夜我要你的灵魂。如果神对你讲这样的话，你会有什么样的反应？
Lord says, tonight I want your life will be demanded from you. What would you say?
现在是十二点钟，到晚上的十二点钟还有十二个小时，如果你仅仅有这十二个小时去活，你要做什么？
So if you would die to die tonight, you have still 12 hours. So what would you do in these 12 hours?
那时候你不会去想为你的身体预备什么，那时候你会想到的是你要为你的灵魂预备什么。
And then you won't worry about anything except about your soul.
在人面前的富足不过是这一生。
And you, the, all the richness, rich, in you, it just during your lifetime.
但是在神面前的贫穷却是永永远远。
And the poor status in front of God is forever.
那么什么是人生命的价值呢？
So what is the value of our life?
首先第一，我们要认识造我们生命的主宰。
So the first things, first of all, we have to know who created us.
人不认识神，等于是放弃自己的灵魂。
Man who doesn't know the, his creator is forsaken his soul.
许多人为了一点的享受，把他的灵魂卖给了这个世界跟魔鬼。
I mean, people, some people they sell, their soul for a little pleasure.
They sold their soul to exchange for little enjoyment. 但是。这样子的就等于是一个灵魂无家的流浪汉。
So this is a someone who has a soul whose soul is homeless.
根据美国城市计划局的估计
，So according to a statistic of city planning,
2008年全美国有744,313位无家可归者。
So about the 744,000 homeless people, according to a study in 2000.
每年有350万人曾经住过政府提供的宿泊站 shelter.
About 350,000 people have used the shelters provided by cities.
在 Cincinnati, 每一天的晚上平均有1,500人住在 shelter 里面。
About 1,500 people use the shelters of in Cincinnati.
其中有四分之一是儿童
，and for one fourth of them are children.
你没有看过他们，如果你看到他们，你们心里也会难过。
You haven't seen them, but if you see them, you will be your heart will be heavy.
这些走在街上无家可归的人，你觉得他们难过
？And you feel sorry for them.
但你没有想过，如果你不认识神，你的灵魂也是跟他们一样没有家可归。
But likewise, if you don't know Jesus.And then your soul is like them, like homeless.
人生的价值在于遵行造我们上帝的旨意。
So the value of the life values is to follow God's will.
神要你来到这个世界，他有一个意思要你去完成。
And he has a plan for you in your life.
如果我们没有达到这个目的，我们是白活一场。
If you can't achieve that goal, you're live in vain.
神要我们去帮助穷人，如果我们没有照着去做，我们也是辜负了他。
If God calls you to help the poor, if you haven't done so, you're forsaking them.
人生的意义价值是在使别人也能够分享到上帝的恩典。
So the value of life is to share sharing the receiving the joy andReceiving the Lord.
我们现在坐在这里，其实我们都在享受神的恩典。
So by just sitting here, we actually enjoying God's grace.
你知道在此时此刻，世界上还有多少的人在忧虑没有饭吃吗
？So how many? Do you know how many people right now has going on hunger and worry?
根据美国人口调查局的报告。收入最高的五分之一的美国人口占全国所有收入的49.6%。
Census. The one-fifth of the top tiers the rich person is about
49.4%. 那么收入最低的五分之一的人呢，他们所得的只是占全部所得的3.4%。
And out the one-fifth of the poorest people who all their income is only the overall, it is 3% of the overall income.
换句话说，贫富之间的差距是14.5倍。
So it's 14.5 the folds the gap between the richest and the poor.
这个比40年前整整增加了一倍。
And this is actually doubled from what happened 40 years ago.
赤贫的人就是每年家庭的收入在11,000元以下的，占美国人6.3%。
So all those people below the so-called poverty lines is about 6%.
那么有 10% 的人口现在在领 food stamp 这个粮食券。
So 10% of the population now receives food stamp.
你不要以为我们美国人都跟你家邻居附近的人一样的有钱。
Don't think about all Americans just like you, you and your neighbors.
我们这个国家一样充满了穷人。
And this country even is filled of poor people.
那么过去的这一年当中，你曾经帮助过多少穷人呢？
So how many times have you helped these poor people?
Cathy Cato 他提醒我们，帮助穷人是上帝给我们的旨意，叫我们去做的事。
So what Cathy is reminding us that helping poor is a God's will for us.
你不要想说 homeless 是美国政府的问题。
Don't think about homeless is a responsibility of America, U.S. government.
全世界每一个国家，包括从巴黎到西西里，任何的国家都有 homeless 的 people.
No matter which cities in the world, there's homeless people.
其中有三分之一的人，他们的头脑是有问题的。
And one third of them may have a mental disease.
回馈这个社会去帮助穷人，不是有钱人的责任，是每一个人的责任。
So helping them.It's the responsibility of each one of us.
只要你有能力去像 Cathy 一样分享一个食物袋，你就应当去做。
Just like Cathy, if you can share a little snack pouch, you should do it.
在路加福音第十二章三十三节到三十四节。
So the verse 33-34 says,
主耶稣说，你们要变卖所有的，周济穷人。周济人为自己预备永不朽坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进、虫不能住的地方。因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。觉得说，你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。
So the, wherever the, your treasure is, your heart will also be.
我们神的儿女应当有一个正确的金钱观。
So as being a children of God, we should have a good, the right value of money.
第一，我们要努力的工作赚钱，因为赚钱，正当的赚钱不是坏事。
So we should work hard and dedicate to earn money. But earning money is not a bad thing.
而且第二，我们自己不会觉得难过就是够了。
And whatever is sufficient for us, that's enough.
我们不要想得到很多存在那里。
We don't need to think about storing and saving a lot.
我也没有想过要住换一个大一点的房子住呢。
Have you think about living in a bigger house?
我也没想过，我是想过的。
Of course, I've thought about it.
我有没有能力换一个大一点的房子呢？我也有。
And do I have the ability? Yes.
但是如果我现在住在里面不觉得难过，那就够了。
If I don't feel comfortable.Whatever I'm living here,
I don't feel uncomfortable. That's enough for me. 这是一个基督徒当有的态度。如果你不觉得难过，那就够了。If you don't feel uncomfortable, that's enough for you. Number three, 第三，缺乏资源，我们要帮助那些缺乏资源的穷人。
We have to help those who are lacking of resources.
不管是在 Cincinnati, 在中国大陆，在台北地区，上帝把这些人放在我们的心上，我们就应当帮助他们。
No matter people here in Cincinnati or in northern Thailand, and God's put them in our hearts, so we should help them.
这世界上有许多的人，他们不是不肯努力工作，是他们没有资源。
There are a lot of people in the world, it's not they are not willing to work, but they are...Lack of resources.
他们家庭的背景，他们工作的环境，他们所在的地方不容许他们能够得到很多物质的供应。
Due to the different circumstances of the background and all the things, they don't have enough material to support themselves.
主耶稣说，你们坐在这些人的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
So Jesus says, doing unto them is like doing unto me.
你们花钱在他们身上，你们就是存入钱在天堂。
So you're spending time and money on them, you're storing your treasure on heaven.
什么是我们生命当中最有意义的事情？
So what is the most meaningful thing in your life?
不是赚取很多的钱财。
It's not making a lot of money.
是第一，认识造我们生命的主宰。
It's to first to know who created us.
第二是遵行他给我们的旨意。
And second thing is to follow the will he gave us.
第三是使别人也能分享到他赏赐我们的恩典。
To make other people to share all this God's given.
什么是基督徒的正确观？金钱观。
So what is the right attitude toward the money?
我们要努力的赚钱，得到应得的报酬。
So we need to work hard to get whatever our reward.
对啊，我们自己觉得不为难，那就够了。
If we don't feel uncomfortable, that's enough.
第三，我们要帮助那些缺乏资源的穷人，让他们的生活能够改善。
We have to help those people who are lacking resources such that their life can be improved.
今天早上你离开这里，你只要记住三件事情就好。
So before you leave here, you should remember three things.
第一，你记住 Cassie 交给你的那一个食物袋。
And remember, first, remember the snack bag that Cassie showed you.
你要帮助别人之前，你要有跟他实际的恩典，同时加上神的话。
And then you give them material things, the real thing that they need, also give them the Lord's word to them.
第二件事情你要记得的就是你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Remember where the treasure is, your heart will be.
神要用这句话来检查你。
And God will use this one to judge you.
第三件事情你记住，施比受更为有福。
So giving is much better than receiving.
我们一起低头祷告。
So let's pray.
谢谢主，在这个宣道月的时候，再一次提醒我们，我们要顾念穷人。
Thanks, Lord, for once remind us that we have to take care of the poor.
什么时候我们真正的去爱、去顾念穷人的时候，我们的灵性就开始富足。
And when we start thinking about, our spirit, life will grow.
求主帮助，让我们不做一个光听到不行道的人。
So please help us to.Start doing instead of just hearing.
愿主你的灵感动我们，我们乐意的把我们多余，不是多余，我们当给别人的份给别人。
So let the Holy Spirit move us to give what we should give out.
当我们在这个宣道月的时候，你的话抓住我们的心，我们就解开我们的钱囊，把我们的钱放在宣教的事工上。
We will hear, especially in this month of Mission Month, that remind us we should.Give when we are reminded to give, we should give.
让我们做一个施比受更为有福的人。
And we'll be blessed by giving and rather than receive.
奉主的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。